So we're on Daf Lamed Aleph, and the Aleph in the Sefer Zmayim, in the middle of Halacha Dalet, compared Shvi'im. So, we got up to somebody who was trying to be Makao on Mo'os that he didn't even have in his own Rishut, claiming that he's going to take care of it after his son comes home to get some money from his son. Now, there's a whole sugya in Gittin about what happens if there's a chazaka on something for a guy sends a get while he was alive. Yes, because that he died. Somebody had money that he set aside to use for fuel of Meister Shani. Do we have to be precious that something happened to the money? Somebody left payros that were tevo that he was going to use to be mafish on other payros that he had. And does he have to be precious that something happened to those payros? All right, so in all of those cases, we said there's no problem. You could continue to go right ahead and be saying that the thing was kayak. So does that mean that Hadamah season to look for Jessica Rabbi Shimon? You're telling me the whole sibling is not going to leave the Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon because they, after all, hold, well, Shemini Yibakano, you have to always worry that something is going to happen, right? So why don't you have to worry that something is going to happen in that case as well? Omer Rabbi Zikiro, what kind of comparison is that? Taman Lamafreo Miskalkalo. There's a tremendous difference between the case. Over there, if you're going to be saying that it's no good, you're going to have to say that something already happened to it. The Chazaka tells you that you don't say something already happened to it. In our case, at any point that something would happen to it, in the future, it would ruin what already was. Because you're saying when you're going to leave it aside, it's going to be Lamafreya Truma. And if I never leave it aside, it will not be Lamafreya Truma. But my never leave it aside is open-ended. There's no such thing as an open-ended. What are you going to say? This thing will be Kayim from now till doomsday. Right? You're talking about the future. The Chazaka doesn't define the future. The Chazaka defines what is now. Great. So in that case, they're saying I have to be cautious what's going to happen one day or another. This glass is going to break, and at that point we no longer will have the truma. And that's what I'm worried about. So therefore, let me over here. How come you have done the hela? Because here it's in the future that it's in the context. Now we have another similar case to this concept of making a hafrasha, which troubles us. Because Taman Taninan, Pruta Shohegdish in Nafalalato Hakis, if somebody drops a Pruta that's owned by Hegdish into a wallet full of coins, O Sha'amar, or for that matter, if he says, one Pruta in this wallet shall be Hegdish. So here we have a Machokas, Rabbi Akiva Nechafam. So it says in the Brisa, Al Harishona Ma'al B'Safek, the Alashmiya Ma'al Bevadai, give Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, and we're going to explain this in a moment in the Gemara. So Rabbi Akiva says, on the first one, that the first coin that you'll take out, you're going to be Chayav Mi'ila Mitzan HaSafek. It could be that this is the coin that you have to be Ma'al on. And on the second one, you're going to be Ma'al Vadai. So in that case, you'll have to now bring your Oshem Vadai, and so on and so forth. Whereas the Chachamim, you'd say, no. Al kulam lo ma'al b'sofek. There's nothing that you have to be chashish or ma'al on. It's only on the achrona that you're ma'al on, and on the achrona, you're ma'al b'vadai. So until you take out the last one, and again, we're now going to explain what the svara is. And the last one, then, you're going to be ma'al, and then you'll be ma'al b'vadai, you'll bring a normal carbon meal. Over at Yudin, Avri, the Rabbi Netanyahu, how did the Tamar, Kishahonu Esther, what we're talking about over here, that we said the Chachomim say you're not Ma'al Mitzvah HaSafek, but not you're talking about when you had a lot of coins, in other words, it was a rove. So since it was a rove, we say over there that rove was not from Hegdish, one was from Hegdish, so each one that comes out, we're going to be Samech HaRuva. And you agree Samech HaKala Parish, Miruva Kaparish, and it's not Hegdish. So therefore, there's no problem of Mi'ilah. But if there would only been two, so then you have the army, then we would have had a problem. And that is the way to understand the case over here. Avalima Yushtaim, then there's no row, so then the Chachamim would also agree. Avalishonam al b'safek, v'alashmiyam al b'vaday. By the time he takes out the second one, which is the last one, he was definitely, since there was no row coin, so definitely he was now moil vaday. Now, there are two different cases over here, because one of them is saying that there is a pruta that falls into the kiss. The other one is talking about a pruta that comes out of this kiss. Now, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, boy, kamei Reb Yochanan, it's like this. Ma bein ha'omer bikis, ma bein ha'omer min ha'kiss. Now, what he's referring to is the end of the Mishnah over there, which we haven't spoken about over there, which says the Spanish, Murder Rabbi Akiva Ba'emer Puta Min Hakisa Ve'Hegdesh. But over there, Rabbi Akiva agrees that if it's only coming Min Hakis, that over there he's not Moel until the last one. Says Reish Lakish, explain the difference to me. Why exactly do we say that it should be different in the two cases? And this in Rabbi Yochanan. Now, this piece of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish actually comes after the piece that's in parentheses later that says Kam Tavli B'Hafrasha. There's no comparison. You don't have that from Kam Tavli B'Hafrasha before the words Amar Rabbi Yonah? So it should say, says the Gemara, it should say over here, Kan Tavli B'Hafrasha. In other words, in the ratio where he said a pruta in the kiss, he wasn't saying min ha-kiss, when it's something that I mafresh from the kiss. And here we're getting close to our Mishnah, this is why we're bringing this. He's saying that it's in the kiss. So, whereas if he doesn't say that it's, he doesn't say that it's in the kiss, he says that it's from the kiss, so then we get into the problem of Megillah right away on the first one. But Rabbi Akiva is certainly going to be Moda, that where he never was Mafish, they put a min hakis. It's only the last one that comes out of the kiss that they said, well, this is the only one that's left. So therefore, you were now Mafish the Hagdish, and now we were Moda on it. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva is Moda. So then, now we get back to the previous verse. So then, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Aimer, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish asked, if that's the case, if it's dependent on Afrasha, well, he was never Mafresh. Where did he ever say, and this is the one that I want to be Mafresh back? He never said that. So then, as long as he wasn't Mafresh, you're claiming that the word Minakis means that he had in mind to say that when I will be Mafresh, the one for Agdish, then it'll become Kedish. But he never was Mafresh, one from Agdish. So why is that in the Mamanavsha? If it's Tali Bafrasha, he shouldn't be Merle at all. If it's not Tali Bafrasha, it should be Merle on the first one, because Rabbi Akiva held that there's always a Suffolk Me'ila. So then, Afilu Hotzi Kolak Yisrael Yibo. Well, Rabbi Yonah, I'll tell you. The truth is that Khan Zakan. No, okay. So, Kimada Tema, Lemafreo Tevel Shkata. The same way that, what did Rabbi Shimon say about our Mishnah, Shem Yibok HaAmah? He said, "Nimsa shasa kolin l'mafreh." Right? Turns out that he was drinking. It's a no break. He was drinking tevel all the way along. Why? Because he was never mafresh. So and says Rish Lakish, was it the last thing in the thing? It was the last thing in the thing. So if you're telling me there's such a thing as a default on Russia, what's the problem? If this was the last thing in the thing when the thing broke, then that was the drama. So why do you say Nimzit Mon? It means that you are explaining that when the guy says what I'm Osid Lahafrish, it doesn't mean by default. It means that I actually am Lahafrish. So if that's the case, that's what it should mean over here too. What I'm actually Lahafrish.
There never was
a Afrasha, right? So you see that once a person makes a dependent, as long as he doesn't actually go ahead and do the Hafrasha, then even the last Pruta, Shukuni Rabbi Akiva, shouldn't be Hegdish at all.
It's still all Tevel.
Yes, it's the same way over there you're saying it's all Tevel. Here you should be saying it's all cool. But those are not there. Beautiful Raya. On the other, you're right. Okay, I got a different approach. I tell you, Kanvakan, we should say, ain't totally according to the book. Kanvakan ain't totally Baal-Pesha. The truth is that if the case were as you said it, you don't need a, then you wouldn't need Ha-Pesha. And the case of Pruta Menachir, he wasn't making it dependent on Ha-Pesha, but rather what he was saying is, not that, in other words, both cases of the Mishnah, he's saying, not the case of the Rebbe Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah where he says Pruta in the case, and the second case in the Mishnah where he says Pruta Menachir. He didn't mean to make it dependent on Ha-Pesha. What he said was, Pruta Menachir, Nasik Omer Aryeh Seik Shitazim Yadi Mugay Pruta Hegdash. That's all he's saying is, this kid has got to produce a Pruta Hegdash. In which case it will produce a Pruta Hegdash by default as well. Now, what bothers us is Rav Shimon ben Lakish's Shita. Because now it turns out he's contradicting himself. Mikhlacha Shita say the Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Because Taman Omer Moalim v'kuta l'fich hezbon shlo shalugin. The problem over here is that where we have an interesting case in Me'ilah about Nisuch HaMayim. The din is, Nisuch HaMayim is also Hegdash. So somebody's going to use Nisuch HaMayim for something else, he's going to be murdered on it. Just as if he stole wine of Hegdash.
What do you think
of the wine? It becomes Kurdish when it's put into the vessel of Hegdash afterwards, right? The shard has to attach it, it shouldn't become part of the lina. So, fine. And once it's Kurdish Begur, now it's higher than the evil. But if the guy over here, the Kohen, takes more than the three lugin that are going to be put on the Mizbeah, so on that part, it's not Kurdish. Because if you have more than three logan, a kli is only marked what is roy for the mizbeach. If you have more than three logan, he's not going to be my uncle because it's not hegdash to go on the mizbeach. So that means that he would have to be moyal only if he took out lechulin a shavakuta worth of the last remaining three logan in the kli. That's how Reish Lakish understands the sugya over there. So otherwise, how do I know that this wasn't yet Kodesh? But here Reish Lakish says that wherever you're dependent on Ha-Prasha, we never say that a default position is Ha-Prasha. So if that's the case, even if a guy took the Shloshes Lugim that were left in the Kli, but we never were mafrish them for use on his Be'ah, so then the Shloshes Lugin Achronim also shouldn't be Kodesh. Why is he saying, since these are the last three Lugin, therefore they're Kodesh? Where did you go now to make a new Kodesh on the last three Lugin?
Doesn't the
Kli automatically? No, not according to Shloshes, because I need to make a Hafrosha. Here he's claiming that only if the guy said the Feirish that I'm making this Kodesh now. Here he's going along and saying this. Well, the Parsha, obviously, after Reish Lakish asked the question, he had to answer the question for himself as well. Right? And he had to say that, you know, something, you're right, it's not really totally about Parsha in our case. So, once he asked the question, he also came to the conclusion that it was a wrong assumption. So, okay, so now, but you're looking at the Havami now, Reish Lakish. Also, this has been on the edge. Adam omeid mi'erek Shabbos, v'om ha'arez v'trum al-amach. Let me just make something clear. The problem of taking off Shumas HaMaisah on Shabbos is not a problem that the Shumas HaMaisah should be chal the Shabbos. It's a problem of the hafrosh of the Shabbos.
Keep the money?
Yeah, but if I'm not doing it, the fact that the money is mitatein because of me is no different than using a Shabbos coin.
Right.
Not a grown. I didn't do anything on Shabbos. So in other words, if I say Erev Shabbos, let the truma be chal on Shabbos, that's not a problem. That's like setting a Shabbos clock and saying, let the lights go on a Shabbos. So if I do something Erev Shabbos to make something happen on Shabbos, it's not a problem. The only problem is my doing it on Shabbos, just like I can't turn on the light on Shabbos, I can't do the Afrasha of the truma on Shabbos, in which case any of them or made the Shabbos, but vice versa, is also. I can't say on Shabbos, this should be Truma tomorrow. Because I'm doing the act of the Tikkun Mona today, even though the Chalos is only going to be tomorrow. Omer of Yosef, Rabbi, don't know, I disagree. I say, you cannot even cause the Tikkun to happen on Shabbos. And that, and it, because it looks like Tikkun Mona. And therefore, in Adam Omeyar of Shabbos, Vilmar Rezer Trumala Machar. Well, unfortunately, Matnita Pleiadi Al Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Gon. You see, it's very nice theoretically. However, it's clear that he's wrong. Because there is no Hakpada on things that something is Kala Shabbos. I'll prove it to you from the Mishnah. Lugin, Shutfu Yom, Umilu Minachavit, Maaser Teva. Im Omer HaReze Trumat Maaser. Misha Teicha Sheikh, HaReze Trumat Maaser. So here we have a very, very interesting case. A guy has, look at the one, you have to cut out this one. The guy has a case like this. A guy has a container, which is coming. He went ahead and he was tayvel on an Erev Shabbos. It's only going to become completely tar after Erev Shemesh, which is on Shabbos. The problem, so now like this. Meiser has no problem with being mekabel tumah from a, something that is tefilas yom, a kli tefilas yom. But truma does. So he can only take off his meiser today, but he can't take off the truma's meiser until tonight. But tonight's already Shabbos. So what does he do? What he does is he takes off the meiser now, right? So he can be maaser, he leaves his meiser tevel, and he says, but the, I'm taking off this to be Truma's meiser tonight. And that's fine. And tonight it becomes Truma. But if he says, and I want to use the container over here to be my Erev, it's no good. Because it didn't become non-tevel until after Shabbos, but the Erev has to be chal right before Shabbos. So Imam Ha-Rez, the Erev, Lom HaKlum. This guy's a London partway, but not all the way. Right? So if he tries to make it an Erev, then it won't work because the thing is going to be coming until tonight. Tatarlah, Lisha'avar. Says Rabbi Yosef Ben Rizvon, fine. I said you can't do it. I didn't say if you did it, it wouldn't be good. Where does it say over here you can do such a thing? It says if a guy took a container, so good he ever. He said it'll be chal tomorrow. Ever said it's not going to be chal tonight. I said it's also to do it. So what kind of rye are you bringing to me over here? Yes. I knew you'd say that. I was waiting for that. But tell me, Rabbi Kiyah, you see, there's a bride from which Rabbi Kiyah says that the Farish, it can be done even lechatzila. So in other words, he says, Omer, not Im Omar. Omer is what it should say over here, by the way, with the vav specifically. So if Rabbi Kiyah said, Omer, a man can say Erev Shabbos, let the Trumas Meiser be called tonight, after this is no longer a Tfu Yom, becomes Mur of Shemesh. He should say that. That's what he should do. So Rabbi Kiyah is telling you this is the Eitza. He's like, Meim Lashahar. What are you going to tell me? It's only B'di Eved. Rabbi Kiyah is saying you should do it. Because Abba, and poor Rabbi Yossi Bar Bon was put into him. He was nailed. Exactly. Halacha, hey. This is the mission. Hayu lo te'inim shel tevel b'tov beitach v'hu b'teich ha-midrash v'sadeh. Here it's Erev Shabbos. A guy suddenly realizes while he's in the Beit HaMedrash where he's working in the field, I forgot to take off Trumas Meiser, and I want to eat those Beinim. What am I going to do? So what he does is he says, okay, in case I don't make it home on time, Shnei Teinim Shani Yakid Latrish. He's talking about over here Vaday, obviously, right? Because there's Shnei Teinim, and he now has to take off Truma. You don't take off Truma from Zvah. But he's taking off Truman Gedola over here because he knows where it's back. He's where he's paying him. He's where he's there, never mind. He says, Shnei Teinim Shani Ati Lafrish. When I'm going to be Mafrish? Sunday I'll be Mafrish. Not on Shabbos. But Sunday I'll be Mafrish. So I take it off. They are here by Truman. Right. I'm going to be Mavar. Asura Meister. Kisha Meister Shani. Because he's got a problem. He can't leave the 10 in because he's not dealing with the mine. He's got to give it to the lady. And the lady's got to take off the Trumas Meiser. Because notice it doesn't say anything about taking off Truman's mitzvah. It doesn't say echad mimeir or anything like that, because you only say echad mimeir when you're dealing with mice. When you're dealing with vada, you have to take off the ten, give it to the lady. The lady will take off Truman's mitzvah. That's not your business. Tisha mitzvah sheni, and fine. That's when I'll do it. It will be chal now. How you do my, on the other case, it was my, then he could say, Mashani atid la'afrish l'machar, then he can even leave it over for tomorrow, because there he's saying whatever will be left over tomorrow. Areimu Meiser. Bishar Meiser Samachlo. Zesha Siti Maaser Asushu Maaser. By the way, the whole Machlokas, whether in fact it says Lamachar here. Because the problem is that even when we're Matir eating, we're not Matir, I mean Tikkun, we're not Matir Tikkun on more than you're eating. Is what he's doing over here. He's trying to be mockish from this whole thing. You can't do that on Shabbos. All you can do is leave over from what you're eating. So therefore they take out the gears of mocker over here, because this guy obviously is trying to be metaxing something more than what he's eating. The case we had before was that he's going to be mockish from what the guy gives him in a plate. Yeah, that's also for whatever's going to be eaten, but he can't be metaxing.
Right.
Yeah. So they take out anyway the lamachar, which avoids the problem of whether you can actually be mockish on Shabbos. You can only be leave it and be kore shame with the whispering and so on, and you take it out as you leave over. So Maizer Shani Bitfano, the drono, umakulala ma'ot. So now Maizidon Mishvar Lakapishana, what are we talking about? I mean, we're saying obviously when we talked about this yesterday, that Mishvar again in the Russian Yerushalmi means Miyaksha, right? Ruzumatreya. So okay, so what are we talking about? That from, he says, obviously he's not going to be eating tevel. He's got to be saying, it's chal now. Sometimes he's going to be saying the close here on Dreher, right? So, hold on a second. Right, that's right. This is going where the mayor will have to say, right? And the mayor holds the Dreher. Okay. Hagat, wait, let's think about this for a second. This works out okay if it was Truma Tahora. In other words, assuming that all these payers are Tahora, so now the Truma is also going to be Tahora. So then I don't have any problem of carrying it on Shabbos. It's not going to be mukta because Truma Tahora, of course, even though I'm not a coin, but it's really for a coin, so I don't have a problem. But now, we're saying over here, Mikvar Likisha Ovrena, if the guy would say, what to be Chalamatreya, after I eat the peros and leave over whatever is left, what would be the case? Hagat Macha Shaita Truma Tmeya. What would be the case if you would have said that? So then, if it doesn't mean Truma Tmeya, it means obviously the Paris is Tmeya. He's taking Paris to Tmeya, which means that the Truma now will be Truma Tmeya. So at that point, the moment that he eats it and leaves something over, he's now holding Mukta. How's he going to be in the top of it? So then, how could he say that if it's going to be Truma Tmeya? Okay, so obviously he would have to say Mikvar Meshanichena B'Zavi. Ah, the case would have to be similar to the case we spoke about yesterday, where he's saying only after I pour it out. Remember the case of the wine? Here too, he's saying, not after I leave it. He's saying, after I finish and set it down in the corner. So at that point, it will become Truma. Ah, so then, there's no problem, because then I have a problem of carrying something that's coming. Truma that's coming out of it.
There's a visa important to say, protected out of the way.
Right, it's out of the way, and nobody's going to have to move it now. Tani, Nital Salah, Efe Truma Torah, Efe Truma Tamir. He can carry this whether the Paris is Tori, in which case the Truma is Torah, or whether the Paris is Tamir, in which case the Truma is going to be Tami, which shows us Amr Bizera, which shows us how the Amr, this proves that Tevel, Sheyesh Alav Tnai, Mutar L'Talpel of the Shabbat. This proves that even though, that was the whole point of here is he's saying it's only going to become the Tukan when I set it down in the Karen's of it. So then even though it's not Osir, because it doesn't become Truma, why isn't it Osir? Because it's Tevel. This is basically, we pointed this out yesterday, that we're willing to say that in terms of the taval, it's mitukan lemafreya. But in terms of his working with it, we don't view the truma as being carried until after he carries out the hafrosha that he had mentioned. We talked about this yesterday in terms of the wine, but this is exactly the same thing as over here. We just waited years to point it out. For the mikzah that he's saying should be true will be true. He eats the rest, and then there's no problem. Right? So, of course, in that case, it's talking about that he doesn't have to carry it. Right. Because that's the hot process. No, it's the name of the tzadzev. Or the tzadzev. Lovely.